got Mrs. Karoblis's third grade class. Gosh, I really hope I'm saying your name right. If I'm not and somebody knows, let me know. I'm Mrs. Karoblis's third grade class at the Hayden Canyon Charter School in Hayden, Idaho.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Firefighters rescue cat and his owner from a tree.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Well, they say it's something we almost all experience at some point in our life, and many people, it happens every single Christmas. It's that gift that someone gives to you, and you appreciate it, but you're like thinking, why did they give me that?
Or, yeah.
You know, just...
Oh, excuse me.
There's a jingle for you.
I kind of did a little... and a little...
And so you sit there and you think...
What I got you for Christmas, buddy.
I have to be nice.
Well, you got to be grateful.
Be grateful, right? But here are some responses.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new survey, people were asked, what are your go-to responses when you receive something that you don't necessarily love?
Yeah.
And here are the top 10 things people say. So get ready. If you hear this at Christmas...
These are the tells,
it
huh?
It may not have been good.
All right.
Number one, thank you for thinking of me.
Oh, that's bad?
Wow. Why did you say it like that?
Oh, I didn't think that was so bad.
I thank you for thinking of me. Yeah. Number two.
Again, a lot of it's tone.
I really appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you're just being appreciative, but you're not saying, that's the present I love.
Well, yeah. You know, those are defaults. Those are default things. Oh, and you can't think of what to say.
Right.
Thank you for thinking of me. Oh, man, I really appreciate this.
This one I have said. And
well, I've said them all so far, so go ahead.
It's the great...
Insincerely.
Yeah. It's the great one where you're telling the truth and also being nice.
Okay.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. You shouldn't have done that.
I don't think I've ever said that one.
You didn't... You shouldn't have done that.
Oh, you shouldn't have. You
don't
seriously.
Have to get me something like.
No, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't have done that. And what I'm thinking is, you shouldn't have done that.
Please don't. In fact, don't do it again. But
how about
please
this?
Don't.
What a thoughtful present.
Yeah.
That one.
That does not sound believable.
Yeah, don't. Unless it was a really thoughtful present.
Well, also, if there's other things that go along with that, saying that.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, I was just talking about this the other day. I lost my coin purse, and I thought to myself, I sure could use another one, and then you got me one. What a thoughtful present.
Yes.
You shouldn't have. I really appreciate
this.
Yeah,
it needs to have a
Thanks
personal connection, I think.
He just rattled through the top five, you know?
Wow, impressive. Yeah. Perfect 10, Jay.
Yeah, thanks.
Like yesterday for the birthday, Steve got me this Liquid Death, right?
That's right.
And I was genuinely...
That's true, you were.
...as delighted as I could be with a gift.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, did you really like it? And I was like, Steve, yeah. I mean,
loved
it,
yeah.
You hit a home run, buddy. I love that stuff, and it was... I really appreciate you getting it. It's so nice to have, you know... Something that I love like that at work. And so I think he then figured out that I was being legit, but it's sometimes hard to convince people.
Yes.
This one, you know it's not good. It's the thought that counts.
No.
Does someone say that?
No, you can't even.
Whoa.
No.
That's like too far.
Yeah, that's, no.
And this, the last one for you. Things that you say if you don't. Maybe love the gift that you received.
Right.
Oh, where did you get this?
So I can take it back.
Mm-hmm. That is the question of, that is snooping for a receipt.
Yeah.
Snooping for a receipt. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
I haven't heard that phrase, but I do love it. You know that's exactly what they're doing, too.
Yeah.
The survey also found that the number one thing that is a clear sign of gift dissatisfaction is avoiding eye contact.
Right. Yeah, because you know you're lying and you can't tell a lie looking directly into their face.
Uh-huh. Changing the tone of your voice.
Gets higher.
I can see that happening.
Oh my gosh, where did you get this?
And talking too much about how great the gift is.
Yeah, over-talking.
Sure. Yeah, like just really trying to sell it.
Combining them is also very, very bad. Oh, you shouldn't have. Where'd you get this?
Yeah, but what if you do all those things naturally?
Then you should stop.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not believable. Man, I really appreciate this. You shouldn't have had. You shouldn't have. That's a thought that counts. Where'd you get this?
Where'd you get this?
I might be in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble, Steve.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Have you ever noticed that everything seems wonderful at Christmas?
Kevin James.
God bless us, everyone.
The Jay and Kevin Show. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
On a scale of 1 to 10, since we're doing scales today, it's the holidays, everything's on a scale. How bummed are you about no snow for Christmas?
I have to be careful what I say.
Okay, well, why? I mean, it's your opinion. It's okay to...
I'm zero bummed that there's no snow today.
Okay, I understand.
I think my bummed would only be like Christmas Eve if we got a nice little, 1 to 3 inches of snow.
Yeah.
By morning, it was
the slowly falling, big flaked, movie-looking snow.
Everybody could get around fine.
If we had what we had yesterday,
that was kind of. Yeah, I don't mind that much, but I mean, it was such fine snow. I want the big flakes, I want the stuff that takes a long time to like slowly fall. Yesterday looked like it was fog that kind of turned white. I don't know. That's not my favorite snow.
You want the beautiful snow.
Yeah, but just enough. And then, on the 26th.
Oh, sorry, it wasn't beautiful enough for you.
I know.
I don't.
It's okay, Steve.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
All right, Kevin.
Hey, Jay and Kevin. I got myself in a little situation with my soon-to-be ex-girlfriend. Let me explain. We've decided in the last few weeks that it's best for us to break up. Just right now, it's what we both need. We agreed, however, to do Christmas with our families and not deal with the breakup with everyone until after the first of the year. Makes sense. The real issue is that I bought her a Christmas present, and it's a non-refundable, non-transferable ticket to Nashville in February. Obviously, wasn't a cheap gift.
Yeah.
What do I do at this point? Do I just take the loss on the money? But then have tickets? I mean, give it to her and sort it out after? I just have no clue how to fix this ticket situation, and it really stinks.
All right, 509-441-0999 to comment, a call or a text. A lot of people on the text line are saying you might just have to bite the bullet on this.
So then you bite it on both tickets?
Because you don't want to go by yourself.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Because you can't sell the ticket to a friend because you can't transfer.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
You can't refund it.
Right, the airlines
can't. I mean, that stinks. So now what? You go to Nashville by yourself? Which you could do.
Sure.
Now spread your wings and fly, little birdie.
Yeah. Well, you're either in it for all the money or half of it. Because you could still go on your ticket. Now, did he buy two? Is that what it says? Or did he only... Well, yeah, why would he buy her one?
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, they buy...
Hey, here's the ticket. Enjoy your trip.
Tickets for them, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you go because it's... your name's on it. You already spent that money. And then you may have to just bite the bullet. Or maybe you guys are still friends by then and you go together.
Yeah, Charlie did say that. Charlie, I'm not sure. I think it's just Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
She said that... if it's non-transferable, hold it. Why don't you see where you guys are at come the first part of February? Mm-hmm. You never know. You guys could be best friends.
Oh,
yeah. You could be back together, or you could hate each other.
So wait, so you're not going to tell her?
Still might be a trip in the making.
Is that the advice?
I think
there?
So. Yeah, just be
Boy, I think I'd say it right up front. I'd be like, man, okay, I know we agreed to this, and I'm going to spoil your present here, but I already got you this, and just maybe see how she reacts to that.
Sure, that like, might make her want to stay with you.
No, that's not what I meant. I don't recommend that.
You just want me for my tickets.
Yeah. I don't know if I recommend that one, but, you know.
Hey, this was something that was brought up. Is the reason for the trip, is it just to go to Nashville, or are there other things planned in Nashville? Like, did this person also buy, like, concert tickets?
Yeah, that would be even, boy, now you're really piling
on. You know, he didn't mention anything about that, so I'm going to guess it was just, you know, going to Nashville, to be going to Nashville.
Okay, just for that experience.
For people saying take a friend, you can't take a friend.
You cannot take
a friend. It's non-transferable.
You could take a friend if a friend is willing to buy their own ticket.
Right, but the ticket you already bought, that's it. It says Kevin James on it. That's gone. It's either Kevin James or it's nobody. Non-transferable, no refund.
Yeah. I mean,
boy, you're tough, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do?
Lay down the law.
It's not my law.
Well, it's not that. Yeah, it's the airline's stupid law. I don't think they should be able to sell any of those tickets, and they do.
Yep.
But it's like, wait, I can't even.
Well, it's because they gave you such a good deal. He probably only paid $400 to go to Nashville.
Right.
So he probably got a really good deal on that.
So if they're non-refundable, do any of the airlines give credit for those?
It might be a Southwest thing, maybe.
Maybe.
I know recently we purchased one, and it was like, no credit, no refund, no transfer.
Oh, you couldn't do anything.
You're an idiot.
See, I have a feeling that's what this guy's.
Yeah, it does actually say that in the rules.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should have bought the insurance and faked an illness.
Now, Kevin, what do you think about this? What if you go to the airport and just hope and pray that people are on standby? And then you'd take, like, the voucher of, like, you go, hey, I don't really need to fly out now. Give me a voucher.
Steve. Say, wow. So you'd actually.
Next level sneaky.
Yeah, you go through. That's a risk, but you'd still go. I mean, you'd already lost the money. And then you just, when they say, we're looking for somebody to take a later flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that kind
of. I mean, it's not bad. That's not a bad idea,
Steve.
It
does happen.
Yeah.
Probably not as much in February as you need it to.
Yeah, but. I don't know. Especially to Nashville. It's probably it's not a vacation destination necessarily for February, but.
I guess that's true.
Might be, if the money's already gone and you don't want to go, that's pretty good option B, I would say.
Also, can we quickly discuss the fact that, I don't know if I feel like it's mature in the fact that they are able to agree that they need to break up right now. It's best for both of them. That part seems pretty good. But then the fact that they just said, hey, let's be together for Christmas. It's going to be easier than telling everybody and dealing with a breakup at Christmas. Let's just get through it with our families and then deal with it after.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those things seem like you're really working together pretty well to make this go as smooth as you can. So, I don't know. Maybe you just go to Nashville together. Last hurrah.
Right. Make a TV movie out of it.
Yeah. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. No, the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Dead, Frank. Apparently this 80-year-old grandmother was watching your Scrooge promo last night, and she just keeled over. It scared her to death.
Kevin James.
This is terrific. I knew that ad worked. You can't buy publicity like this.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Can't help but smile when Robin Nance and Natalie Grant are in the studio.
Aww. It's so nice.
That's lovely.
Good morning, Northwest friends are here. How are you?
Yeah. So good. Yeah. Merry almost Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. How bummed are you that we're not going to get snow for White Christmas?
So bummed. I'm a little bummed. I'm escaping to Minnesota, though, so hopefully snow follows me there.
You'll probably get some.
Oh, wow. Hopefully.
Have you checked the forecast?
No.
I'm curious what they're getting. Yeah.
No, very curious.
What part of town are you going to be in? Twin Cities?
Yeah, Twin Cities. Okay. Suburbs, Twin Cities.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll enjoy safe travels for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, Robin, you're going to be around here?
I'll be here.
I mean, you could literally...
I'll be holding down the fort.
Maybe golf.
I
know. Isn't
it's like
going to
be like
crazy?
50 or something.
That nice.
Yeah. Somebody wearing shorts.
No, seriously. Gosh, it's crazy.
Right. It's not right.
Well, it's good to have you guys.
Today.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin's ready.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's daytime, he's got shorts on.
Kevin, we missed your birthday. Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah. Natalie and I brought you a present.
Oh, what?
This, we bought you a mostly eaten roll of Girl Scout cookies that expired in September.
Oh, yay! Yay!
Yes. That's honestly all I wanted.
I knew it.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet.
We put a lot of thought into it.
Clearly. Yeah.
There's planning.
Happy birthday.
That is. There's such a radio present. I'm so glad you guys.
I feel like it's so symbolic of me as well.
Totally.
Gonna put it on the wall.
We cracked up because Mark Peterson brought in boxes of Girl Scout cookies. And we're oh, that's wonderful.
Thanks, Mark.
And then Natalie, of course. Researched and looked at the package and was like, these expired in September.
Literally. And I asked him too, I was like, Mark, when did these expire? He's like, I don't know, they're from this year. Yeah,
they don't expire. Come on. Well,
I mean, I definitely ate one.
Yeah, right.
And
of
I'm
course.
Still alive to tell the tale.
Yeah, okay.
I love anyway, that. Yeah. We always have that conversation up here. We're like, it's only sort it's of expired.
Fine. Yeah, you're fine.
It's best by date, not expired.
Exactly,
by.
Exactly.
It's a suggestion.
Yeah, it's a suggestion, guys. Yeah. We're going to play a little game if you're ready for that.
Yes.
Okay, it's called Read My Lips. You probably are familiar with this game. You're going to put headphones on with music in it that you can't see.
Oh,
so
gosh.
And you have to read the other person's lips and what they're saying.
Okay.
I know.
I'm scared. Nervous.
I know.
I have mixed feelings on this game.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Yeah. It'll be great. It'll be great, guys.
You have
your
button.
Your dump button? Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
Yep.
Just in case. That's an award we can say on the radio.
Oh, boy.
What do you want to do? Robin, you and I can be teammates, okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Kevin, you guys want to go first?
Ready.
All right, put the...
Sure, we can go first. I'm going to have Natalie take the headphones.
Like special headphones.
Yeah, the ones that'll have loud music in them, Natalie.
I'm
going to
start playing the music,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll put those on. It's going to be loud.
It's going to be loud, yeah.
But it has to be loud so that you can't
hear Kevin.
Hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So whatever you think he's saying, you have to say it.
All right. Okay? Headphones engaging.
Oh, God, I can hear how loud those are.
I can too.
Oh, my gosh. She's make sure she uses the microphone.
Okay. Here we go.
Because now she's really, really getting close.
Okay. He said
Cooks cook cupcakes quickly.
I got zero. Literally not even one thing.
Give her the one signal.
Cooks.
Kevin.
Cats.
Cats.
Mm-hmm. Cook.
Cook.
Cupcakes.
One more time.
Cupcakes.
No, nothing.
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes.
Yeah! Yeah.
Quickly.
One more time.
Quickly.
Quickly.
Oh. Okay.
So she's got
cats cook cupcakes quickly.
Okay, that's not bad.
Which makes as much sense as cooks cook cupcakes quickly.
Yeah, I'd say we give it to her.
Yeah, like, take them off.
Yeah, you can take them off. Yeah, take them off. I was pretty good.
Was that actually good?
It was.
You did great.
It was cooks cook cupcakes quickly. You just said cats cook cupcakes quickly.
Hey,
impressive.
That works too.
That's really good.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Yeah.
Nice.
50 Cent was really encouraging me there.
Oh, I know.
I liked how you went, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that word was.
I literally was like, no.
All right, Robin, I hope you don't go deaf with this rock music.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just switch headphones.
It would actually
off.
Be 2000s hip hop.
Oh, hell, 2000 hip hop. Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin James, 2000 hip-hop.
In the club.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, here we go. You ready, Robin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can kind of hear, though.
Okay, you can kind of hear me?
Oh. Hold on.
Oh,
yep, because we switched songs.
Oh, whoa. Okay, I can't hear a thing. Oh, my gosh.
Her eyes popped out of her head. Okay, ready? Ready? Here we go. An alligator. Is... No.
Nope.
In.
An alligator killed.
Yep.
What is that word right there?
Pause.
It's so hard.
A vest.
An alligator killed a vest?
An alligator in a vest.
An alligator killed a vest.
Is an investigator.
She looked naughty.
That looked naughty, she said.
Your face, she goes, what?
Her eyes got so bad.
Okay, try again.
Okay.
I don't think I'm repeating it, Jay.
an alligator.
An alligator.
In a vest.
An alligator killed a vest.
Is an investigator.
And ate an investigator.
Oh! That was pretty good. You can take it. Okay, okay. An alligator in a vest is an investigator. That was really pretty good.
I don't know what I thought you said, but
your face, you were like, no, really I'm not saying that on the radio.
That was amazing.
Oh my gosh. That was really good.
Yeah, well done, ladies.
You guys did a good job. Okay. That was impressive.
Okay.
How loud was that music for you?
Wow. Really loud. I think my eyes are watering. I'm not sure it was from the music or from your...
my investigator. Yeah. She's like, Jay, that is a bad word.
I don't know what it was.
You told us we couldn't say that.
Yeah, and then you turn around and
Robin is a news professional because instantly it just sounds like a headline. An alligator killed.
Yeah, she was like, went right into
like autopilot.
News story.
Oh, film gosh. At 11.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh. You want to hang out for a minute, you guys?
Yeah, can we?
Time. Yeah, you got time? Okay, all right. We'll be right back with Robin and Natalie. Hold on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, kids. I heard on the news that an airline pilot spotted Santa's sled on its way in from New York.
Kevin James.
You serious, Clark? Art, you want to load me up with a little more there? It is good.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Our friends from Good Morning Northwest have made their way up the stairs, the treacherous, very steep
stairs. Radio land.
Yes. Ventured into Radio Land. Is that one of your guys like? Do you guys like that movie? Do you like Christmas Vacation?
Like, I love hate it.
Yeah.
I love hate it. It's so uncomfortable, you know?
Right.
It's like cringy.
Right. It's
just
awkward.
Let it finish. You know? It's just so. Sorry. It's just so much.
Do you gravitate more toward the humor Christmas movies or the serious Christmas movies?
Humor. Like, my all time favorite is Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Oh. I love that movie too.
Humor
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Robin, are you
I'm so old school. Like, I love the, like, claymation ones. Like, I love those, like, little kid ones.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a really classic movie that you haven't seen ever? Like, I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life. I know. You guys hate me now.
Jay and I are both guilty of it. Neither one of us have seen it, and it's like... kind of
at this point, like, do you do it?
Yeah. I know. That's a good point. Yeah. We're like, well, might as well ride it out now.
Well, I will say, I tried to have my kids watch it. We would do, like, you know, the Christmas Eve thing, and you watch a movie, whatever. My kids were young when I tried to, they were so bored.
They just couldn't, they just couldn't get into it.
It's not a little kid.
No, it's not.
Right. But it's classic.
To them, they're like, this is not a wonderful life.
They're just, I'm bored.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm done with this.
Boring life.
I mean, all of those old ones, I think I've missed pretty much all. The Miracle on 34th Street and It's a Wonderful Life.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Oh, Holiday Inn? Have you seen, like, Holiday Inn?
Mm-mm. No.
White Christmas?
No.
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 I don't know why I missed all that. Those are so old.
Yeah.
But they're great.
I mean, I feel like you could easily catch up if you wanted to.
Oh, totally.
It's somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
turn on the Hallmark Channel.
I recently watched the new classic, Red One.
Did you stream it?
I went to the theater.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that it streamed. It was the biggest streaming movie, like, one weekend movie ever. 50 million people watched that in streaming in one weekend.
It's entertaining. Yeah. I will say it's entertaining. And Santa, like, you've never seen Santa before.
Right?
Oh,
so
true.
What a tease.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, J.K. Simmons is Santa.
Right, exactly.
He's buff and
out
and
buff and hot.
Yeah,
that
crazy.
Man is a stud.
Santa's ripped out of his mind.
It's wild. But
and then you have The Rock in there,
the
too.
Rock,
so it's like, come on now. Yeah.
I just wasn't ready for all the, I guess, what they call it, fantasy. With all the characters being, like, they're fighting all these monsters.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, whoa, I wasn't ready for all that.
Yeah.
But I did enjoy it, for sure. And the best thing that happened for me was... it made me finally like Chris Evans.
Oh, finally?
Wait, what?
I know.
Sleeping on Chris Evans?
I know.
Dude, Captain America is the most boring person.
Easy.
I respectfully disagree.
That was my... The disappointment was that Chris Evans was a jerk in that movie.
Oh, you didn't like that.
I didn't like that. I like him being, you know, much more wholesome.
That's right. That's right. He's Captain America.
I didn't like him as the Fantastic Four guy. I liked him as, you know,
Captain America.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know why Captain America just rubbed me wrong the first time I saw him in a movie, and I was just like,
that's it.
No, that guy's boring.
Then done.
His character's
he's
a little
hot
more,
and boring.
Yeah. You know.
He's hot, boring, perfect. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. But what's your feeling on Christian Slater? That's the more important question.
Ooh.
I'm not a Christian Slater fan. Why?
That seems like a targeted question.
Yeah, okay. Robin, this is one of these dumb things that happens. In my mind, anyways. For years, hate it. I will not watch anything with Christian Bale. I don't like him.
Oh, Christian Bale.
Well, that was the confusion.
Oh.
All these years, I don't like Christian Bale, man. I just don't like him. And I would say that for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, I was like, well, it's because of this movie that I watched when I was like 16. And I look it up. And only to realize it's Christian Slater.
Yeah. So poor Christian Bale.
I know. I missed out on all Christian Bale because I had the wrong.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Bad rap.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm with you. I'm not a Christian Slater fan, but I'm a big Christian Bale fan.
Yeah. I need to catch up on some Christian Bale. I owe it to him.
Yeah, you really do. Justice for Christian Bale.
Yeah, he has not been the same since. Yeah, it's terrible.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Oh, gosh.
Do you guys do any baking or any holiday stuff like that? Any, like, make cookies?
Yeah,
or?
I do cookies.
Yeah. Is it like a major deal, major production, and it takes forever? Or?
When growing up, we did like a cookie exchange with our family, and so we each baked a bunch of a certain type of cookie, and then we brought it and exchanged it. So,
and did you tell the other family members what you were making so it wasn't all the same?
I don't know.
Let's say you did, because you're really organized.
Yeah. As a 10-year-old child, I really communicated really well.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Natalie's in charge at 10.
Yeah, right.
Impressive.
But, yeah.
Or else my mom and I did the spritz cookies, the spritzer ones.
Oh, those are fun.
Those are super
fun.
The little squishy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We always did those.
And you do a lot of cooking or baking, Robin, now? Just enough to get by.
But I would go through phases. Like a few years, I would just like bake all kinds. My mom would bake, I can't even tell you the different kinds and types in it. Just I feel like they were just nonstop coming out. She would like bake them and then put them in tins and hide. And then you would start bringing them out.
Holy cow. Oven's on like 12 hours a day.
Yeah, and then I felt like the pressure to be like that, to do that. And then I got over it.
You got over it because that's a lot of work.
Like a year or two, I was like, this is ridiculous.
Reality set in. Yeah.
I'm not great about giving them away.
Yeah, now they're just eating them.
Oh, it's terrible. So, yeah.
Well, I know you guys got to run, but thank you for coming up here.
Oh, thanks for letting us play.
If we don't see you, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Travel safe. Matt, travel safe.
Thank you.
See you guys in the new year.
All right, you guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. See ya.